Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Because you have kept my admonition. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Because you have kept my admonition to endure steadfastly, I will also keep you from the hour of testing that is about to come on the whole world to test those who live on the earth. I have just read the New English Translation Bible. As Femi started to seek the Lord in prayer and fasting for the year, one of the first things he did was to ask the Lord what improvements he needed to make in his life to walk better in pleasing the Lord. He sensed the Lord leading him to be more committed to prayers this year. When he got to church in the evening, he received a confirmation to that admonition. The pastor said the same thing. It was now clear to Femi that he needed to set aside some time every night to pray and spend time with the Lord henceforth. In today's Bible text, Jesus talked about an hour of testing. Apostle Paul also made reference by the spirit of prophecy to an impending crisis in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 26. History has it that around that period, Christians everywhere were persecuted by the very powerful Roman Empire which ruled the world. The empire made it its duty to persecute and kill Christians everywhere, and they used their very vast resources to do this. But the church in Philadelphia was going to be spared from this testing because they always kept the Lord's admonition to them. The Lord has the power to preserve His own from global or national occurrences that appear inescapable. Whether it's a recession or a drought or a famine, whatever, the Lord has the ability to preserve His own. When a person honors the Lord honors him and will dedicate resources for his peace and prosperity. The church at Philadelphia honored the Lord and kept His admonition. Because of this, the Lord honored them. They were spared. I do not know what admonition you have recently received from the Lord. But as you go into today, determine to keep the Lord's admonition and see His preserving grace and power multiply in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Job chapter 3 to chapter 4. Now, this Bible plan reading is continuous, so if you begin today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible. Stream Globe Devotional is interdenominational and non-denominational. We encourage you to share this devotional with your contacts and let us touch lives together. The audio for our yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. Job chapter 3 to chapter 4.
After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. He said,
"May the day of my birth perish, and the night that said a boy is conceived. That day may it turn to darkness. May God above not care about it. May no light shine on it. May gloom and utter darkness claim it once more. May a cloud settle over it. May blackness overwhelm it. That night, may thick darkness seize it. May it not be included among the days of the year, nor be entered in any of the months. May that night be barren. May no shout of joy be heard in it. May those who curse days curse that day. Those who are ready to rouse Leviathan, may its morning stars become dark. May it wait for daylight in vain and not see the first rays of dawn. For it did not shut the doors of the womb on me to hide trouble from my eyes. Why did I not perish at birth and die as I came from the womb? Why were there knees to receive me and breasts that I might be nursed? Now I would be lying down in peace. I would be asleep and at rest with kings and rulers of the earth. Built for themselves places now lying in ruins, with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Why was I not hidden away in the ground like a stillborn child, like an infant who never saw the light of day? There the wicked cease from turmoil, and there the weary are at rest. Captives also enjoy their ease. They no longer hear the slave driver's shout. The small and the great are there, and the slaves are free from their owners. Why is light given to those in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, to those who long for death that does not come, who search for it more than for hidden treasure, who are filled with gladness and rejoice when they reach the grave? Why is life given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? The sighing has become my daily food. My groans pour out like water. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil.
Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied,
"If someone ventures a word with you, will you be impatient? But who can keep from speaking? Think how you have instructed many, how you have strengthened feeble hands. Your words have supported those who stumbled. You have strengthened faltering knees. But now trouble comes to you and you are discouraged. It strikes you and you are dismayed. Should not your piety be your confidence, and your blameless ways your hope? Consider now, who, being innocent, has ever perished? Where were the upright ever destroyed? As I have observed, those who plow evil and those who sow trouble reap it. At the breath of God they perish. At the blast of his anger they are no more. The lions may roar and growl, yet the teeth of the great lions are broken. The lion perishes for lack of prey, and the cubs of the lioness are scattered. A word was secretly brought to me. My ears caught a whisper of it. Amid disquieting dreams in the night, when deep sleep falls on people, fear and trembling seized me and made all my bones shake. A spirit glided past my face, and the hair on my body stood on end. It stopped, but I could not tell what it was. A form stood before my eyes, and I heard a hushed voice.
Can a mortal be more righteous than God? Can human beings be more pure than their Maker? If God places no trust in his servants, if he charges his angels with error, how much more those who live in houses of clay, whose foundations are in the dust, who are crushed more readily than a moth? Between dawn and dusk, they are broken to pieces. Unnoticed, they perish forever. Are not the cords of their tent pulled up so that they die without wisdom?
Stream Globe World Outreach has produced a 365-day printed book, which is the Stream Globe Devotional. And this devotional is very good for young people. It's good for teenagers, and it's good for people of all ages, really. It is sold at a subsidized rate of 500 naira. Now, this is a 368-page book.
It's a thick book. It normally would go for 1,500 naira. But we are selling it at this rate because our partners have paid for it to be subsidized. If you want to order your copy, you can do so right now. It's a beautiful New Year present. If you are ordering in a city where we do not have a distributor within Nigeria, you may have to pay a little fee for the shipping and handling of the book. You can place your order by calling +234 8113 416 964 or +234 8114 467 9689. In order for you to start getting Stream Globe devotional audio that has audio Bible for our yearly Bible plan, please join our Telegram group. Download Telegram if you do not have Telegram on your device. It's free on all app stores. Install and search for Stream Globe. You'll find one of our groups. Join the group, and on that group, you'll be getting the audio that comes with audio Bible. If you've been blessed by this devotional, you've been healed, you've been delivered, you've been enlightened by God's word, we would love to hear your testimony. Send your testimony to us via WhatsApp on +234 803 442 0524. If you wish to send your prayer request, you can send your prayer request to that same number via WhatsApp. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524. Or +234 90555 65838.